Lesson 7. What is God's kingdom? Question 1. What is God's kingdom? The kingdom of God is a heavenly government. It will replace all other governments and will cause God's will to be done in heaven and on earth. The news about God's kingdom is good. Soon, God's kingdom will satisfy man's need for good government. It will unite everyone living on earth.
Daniel 2:44 reads, In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, and this kingdom will not be passed on to any other people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it alone will stand forever. Matthew 6:9 and 10 reads, You must pray then this way, Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place as in heaven, also on earth. Chapter 24, verse 14 reads, And this good news of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited earth for a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
A kingdom must have a king. Jehovah appointed his son, Jesus Christ, to be king of his kingdom.
Revelation 11:15 reads, The seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will rule as king forever and ever.
Question 2. Why is Jesus the ideal king? God's Son is the ideal king because he is kind and he is firm for what is right. Also, he is powerful enough to help people because he will rule over the earth from heaven. After he was resurrected, he ascended to heaven and sat down to wait at Jehovah's right hand. Finally, God gave him power to begin ruling.
Daniel 7:13 and 14 reads, I kept watching in the visions of the night, and look, with the clouds of the heavens, someone like a son of man was coming, and he gained access to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him up close before that one, and to him there were given rulership, honor, and a kingdom. That the peoples, nations, and language groups should all serve him. His rulership is an everlasting rulership that will not pass away, and his kingdom will not be destroyed.
Question 3. Who will rule with Jesus? A group called the Holy Ones will rule with Jesus in heaven. Daniel 7:27. The first holy ones chosen were Jesus' faithful apostles. Jehovah has continued to select faithful men and women as holy ones until now. Like Jesus, they are resurrected with a spiritual body.
John 14:1 through 3 reads, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Exercise faith in God. Exercise faith also in me. In the house of my Father are many dwelling places. Otherwise, I would have told you, for I am going my way to prepare a place for you. Also, if I go my way and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you home to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. 1 Corinthians 15:42 through 44 reads, So it is with the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised up in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised up in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised up in power. It is sown a physical body. It is raised up a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual one.
How many people go to heaven? Jesus called them a little flock. They will finally number 144,000. They will rule over the earth with Jesus.
Revelation 14:1 reads, "Then I saw, and look, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, who have his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads."
Question 4. What happened when Jesus began ruling? God's kingdom began ruling in 1914. Jesus' first action as king was to throw Satan and his demons down to the earth. Satan became furious and began causing trouble throughout the earth. Since then, mankind's woes have severely increased. Wars, famines, epidemics, and earthquakes are all part of a sign that the kingdom will soon take full charge of earth's affairs.
Luke 21:7 reads, "Then they questioned him, saying, Teacher, when will these things actually be, and what will be the sign when these things are to occur?" Verses 10 and 11 read, "Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in one place after another, food shortages and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights, and from heaven, great signs." Verse 31 reads, "Likewise also you, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near."
Question 5. What does God's kingdom accomplish? By means of a global preaching work, God's kingdom is already uniting a great crowd of people from all nations. Millions of meek people are becoming subjects of Jesus. God's kingdom will protect them when it destroys the present wicked system of things on earth. So all who want to benefit from God's kingdom should learn to be obedient subjects of Jesus.
Revelation 7:9 reads, "After this I saw, and look, a great crowd, which no man was able to number, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes, and there were palm branches in their hands." Verse 14 reads, "So right away I said to him, My Lord, you are the one who knows. And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Verses 16 and 17 read, "They will hunger no more nor thirst any more, neither will the sun beat down on them, nor any scorching heat, because the Lamb, who is in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them and will guide them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe out every tear from their eyes."
During a period of 1,000 years, the kingdom will accomplish God's original purpose for mankind. The earth will become a global paradise. Finally, Jesus will hand the kingdom back to his Father. Do you know someone whom you would like to tell about God's kingdom?
Psalm 37:10 and 11 reads, "Just a little while longer, and the wicked will be no more. You will look at where they were, and they will not be there. But the meek will possess the earth, and they will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace." Verse 29 reads, "The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it."